Well, Mike, let's start. It's been a hectic last few months, I am sure, for anyone in charge of anything relating to anything in the world, and especially a sporting event that the hope was thousands of people would be able to converge on one scene over the course of several days. Unfortunately, here in the last couple of weeks, the decision was made no fans at the 3M Open, but the tournament will go on with some big names. Before we get into that part of it, though, I do want to ask you about what the last couple of months has been like. You know, can there be fans? Will there be fans? Will the tournament even go on? I suppose at one point was up in the air. What has this last few months been like?
Yeah, Mike, I think you said whirlwind, and that certainly has been very accurate. You know, we've been obviously watching from afar in early March when the players got postponed after day one, and right then we knew that our tournament was most likely going to look very different. And coming off of the resounding success of year one last year, Mike, we were really excited about what year two looked like. As I mentioned, we quickly learned that we were going to have to plan for multiple scenarios. At one time, we had six different scenarios with spectators, limited spectators, only corporate partners, only fans, but ended up with two scenarios that we took to the governor's office, a scenario with limited spectators and a scenario with no spectators. And again, with respect to what the governor and his office have been trying to accomplish by reopening Minnesota, you know, here in April, May, and now June, we just couldn't get a comfort level from the governor's office around a limited spectator scenario. You know, we were hoping for 5,000 to 6,000 fans per day. At the end of the day, the only way that we knew that we were going to get a nod of approval was conducting a tournament with no spectators and only essential personnel on site. And so as we thought about what that meant for the 3M Open, our number one goal to have the tournament every year is so that we can raise money for the great charities here in Minnesota. And so the only way that we could do that is by having a tournament. And so now it's on us to speak to our corporate partners and other folks who are still interested in keeping a portion of their investment with us, so that we can go out and fund these great charities.
And in that regard, from a business aspect, obviously that creates a challenge. The good news is that even without fans, you're still going to get exposure at an international level with TV and certainly internet coverage and all of that. How has that angle of it gone? As you mentioned, the ultimate goal is to hopefully raise enough money to have a big impact here. Most of this money stays local.
Yeah, it's a great point, Mike. You know, in addition to funding the charities, our other job as a 3M Open tournament staff is to make sure that 3M gets full value out of their title sponsorship. And in reality, that's going to be very hard for this year for them. You know, they are amongst the top companies in the world that do customer engagement. And unfortunately, they won't be able to do that this year. So now our focus shifts with the PGA Tour to their broadcast partners. And how do we bring that 3M brand story to life? And I would tell you that you know, we've had some good conversation, but it's a challenge. You know, I know that you know this well. I mean, you know, these broadcast stations pay a lot of money to these tours and to the NBAs and to the leagues of the world to broadcast these events. And so there's stipulations. They got to protect advertisers. And so we're working with them day by day to ensure that we can tell 3M's brand story and 3M's charitable messaging story and bring it to life. And so we're going to have a really cool campaign with 3M this year around Tip Your Cap, where every time somebody takes a video of tipping their cap and posts it and puts the hashtag 3M Open, 3M Open will donate $3 to charities this year that are going to be really focused on COVID-19 relief, as well as charities that are committed to rebuilding the communities here in the Twin Cities, given the social unrest over the last 5 weeks. And so, you know, that's going to be our focus this year is highlighting 3M and their charitable campaign, and then also these charities that we are going to support.
From a logistical standpoint, without fans, I suppose that makes it easier to put the tournament on from a health standpoint, but there are still workers, there are still the golfers themselves, the caddies, as you mentioned, a broadcast crew is going to be out there. How logistically, and certainly I'm guessing you can take some lead from some of these tournaments that have already been going on now the last handful of weekends, how will that work to ensure safety of everyone on the grounds?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have learned quite a bit from the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial and then the RBC Heritage last week at Harbortown. You know, and you saw, obviously, you know, there's been two cases now on the PGA Tour. As you know, all players and caddies and everybody inside the quote-unquote bubble will receive a COVID test, and then we'll be asked a questionnaire daily, as well as a thermal screen. And then for our volunteers and other folks that will not be inside the bubble, they'll have a thermal scan every day, Mike, as well as a questionnaire. And so, you know, the tour has a wonderful document that we put together in concert with them, that we pitched to the governor's office, and all of these tournaments have pitched the respective governor's offices, that we think is really, really solid. And so we're going to follow that plan. I'm sure that we'll be making modifications as time goes along, given now the news over the last couple of weeks. But I can assure you that the safety of everybody that steps onto the grounds of TPC Twin Cities here in Blaine, that safety is paramount, and we will do everything that we can to ensure that safety. So yes, testing protocols are very strict, and we will continue to make modifications so that we ensure that safety.
Well, we're getting to the point where we're less than a month away now from the tee off of this thing, and you know, look, I know that there's going to be some you know, dampened excitement about it because fans can't be there. But let's face it, this is a chance still, as you mentioned, to showcase 3M, to showcase the state, to showcase the city, to showcase the course, and there is a pretty impressive field. When you got the new date, I think that already was going to increase some of the exposure and some of the maybe some of the big name golfers that came out. And last year it was such a wonderful event with a first time winner who's gone on already to do more good things. Take us through the field as of now as we talk about this midweek, and certainly it could be that more players could commit down the road, but you got to be excited about some of the field of golfers that we'll be able to watch on TV.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. Anytime you can get two of the top six golfers in the world to commit to your tournament, you're happy about that. And we're really excited for Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson to come. We're obviously excited to have Matthew Wolf and his return. We'll be announcing more players as time goes along, but you're right. You know, we will be getting commitments all the way up until that Friday before our tournament because, listen, there's 13 tournaments on the schedule from the start of the Schwab until the end of the schedule. And as you well know, these PGA Tour players do not get a salary. The way that they earn their living is by winning prize money. And so, you know, if there's a particular golfer or two, and if you follow golf, you know who those folks are that have missed the cut the first 2 weeks and are not playing well, they're going to probably want to play. And so we think that our field will only continue to get stronger. Right now, I'd tell you that I think that we have a firm commitment from 7 of the top 22 golfers in the world. We feel good about that. Once they formally commit, we'll announce them. You know, and you mentioned the dates early on. I would tell you that we're encouraged about our new date for this year as well as potential future years being, you know, in a normal year behind the British Open. Next year, again, we'll be sandwiched between the Open and the Olympics. But what folks have to remember is that not everybody goes to the Olympics. You know, you're going to get, you know, probably the 4 golfers from the U.S. and 2 from other countries, but everybody else is going to be looking for a golf tournament to play. So we're really excited about that. And yes, this year, you know, while it's tough to go between Jack's tournament at the Memorial and the WGC FedEx St. Jude, because that's, as you know, a big money tournament, because of the truncated schedule, we do feel good about this year's field. And so, you know, I would tell the fans that as we move along here in the, you know, the 28 days until our tournament, I think that you're going to see a lot of golfers that people have come to know and love commit to our field and be a very, very strong field for the 2023 M Open.
Yeah, you mentioned the date too this year in regard to you're 2 weeks ahead of the new PGA Championship situation. Does that help as well? If somebody might say, "Hey, I got to get tuned up here," or 2 weeks out, this is a good time to hit the course also.
Absolutely. You know, I think what, you know, when you think about what Tiger has done over the years, he usually takes off the week before a major, and he wants to play 2 weeks prior. Now, I'm not saying that Tiger's coming to our tournament, but I think a lot of those top players take that same stance. You know, this year, again, because the WGC is the week before, and that's a very, you know, large purse, that might be different this year. But in future years, if this holds true, you know, I think that you can certainly assume that our field will continue to be strong. And let's be honest, I mean, Hollis Kavner has an amazing relationship with every PGA Tour player. And PGA Tour players know that when you come to a Pro Links event, whether it's the 3M Open, the Wells Fargo Championship, or the Valspar Championship, that a good time is going to be put on. So we're really encouraged about where we sit in the schedule, about what our fields will continue to be year over year, Mike.
And you brought up Tiger, so I'll ask the question. And again, who knows, right? But he has not ruled anything out at this point. So that, I mean, as Jim Carrey says in the movie, is there a chance you could see Tiger in Minneapolis?
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah, right.
Sure. I mean, we have not been told, and I don't think that any tournament knows if Tiger's coming. Right? I don't think he's formally made an announcement. What I would tell you is that, you know, based on what he has, you know, done in prior years, we know that he likes to play 2 weeks prior and then take the week off. So we'll see. We would love to have Tiger every single year. I also, you know, be lying if I didn't say that if this is the year that Tiger comes and the Minnesotans can't come to watch him in person, that there might be a little bit of a letdown there as well, right? But we would certainly take any of the top players in the world to come to the 3M Open this year, obviously.
Well, very good, Mike. Anything that I haven't asked you that is worthy to get the word out at this point regarding the 3M Open, or have we hit most everything?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I think we've hit mostly everything. I just want to, you know, just again echo, you know, we're very disappointed that we're going to be conducted without spectators. We certainly want to be respectful and empathetic of the direction that the governor's office gave us, knowing that, you know, Jack's tournament, the Memorial prior to ours in Ohio, allowed for fans. We thought that we would have had a really good shot, you know, so we're disappointed for the golf fans in Minnesota, but I want to make sure that everybody remembers that, you know, not only are we most likely going to be the first post-sporting event here in Minnesota, we might be the only one this summer. And there should be a sense of pride for Minnesotans that we have a PGA Tour event here in our backyard at TPC Twin Cities in Blaine. And, you know, that's a big deal. And we're in year two of a 7-year commitment on the tour schedule. And we think that this is just a chapter in the book of the 3M Open. It comes early in the book, right? Chapter two here is a really unique year because of COVID-19 and no spectators, but we're really encouraged at what the next 5 years look like. And again, we're here to ensure that we can tell a great 3M brand story. We're here to ensure that we can give some great funding to the local charities, and we're here to put on a good show for the golf fans and for the golf curious fans in Minnesota. And we're confident that over the next 5 years after this 2020 tournament, that we're going to accomplish all three of those objectives.
Yeah, very good. We appreciate it, Mike. Thank you so much, and best of luck as we draw closer to tee off.
Yeah, really appreciate the time, Mike. Thank you.